It's Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE. I'm Marshall Terry. Next Tuesday, September 12th, is a make-or-break day in the world of local politics. It's primary day, the day the candidates find out if they made the finals, or if they were more pretenders than contenders. WFAE's Tom Bullock joins me now to talk about key things you should be watching for. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Marshall.
And you've given me a list of five things to watch, so let's go through them.
Sounds good.
First up, who, if anyone, makes the magic number? Explain.
Well, this is the big thing to watch Tuesday night, and it most pertains to the five Democrats running for mayor of Charlotte. To remind everyone, they are Mayor Jennifer Roberts, Mayor Pro Tem Vi Lyles, and State Senator Joel Ford, plus Constance Party Johnson and Lucille Puckett. Now, Marshall, the last two are considered long-shot candidates, so the question is, can Ford, Roberts, or Lyles win 40% of the votes in the primary? That is the magic number. If one of them gets to 40% or more, then the Democratic nomination is theirs and we're off to the general election. If not, then the top two vote-getters go to a runoff election October 10th, and things can get a little strange in a runoff.
Why is that?
Well, they're just very different animals. I'll let Democratic political consultant Dan McCorkle explain.
Say it's a runoff between Jennifer Roberts and Vi Lyles. Boy, that's totally up in the air. I've seen a 1.9% runoff turnout before, 3%, very low.
With turnout that low, the race is simply unpredictable. The Democratic nomination could literally come down to who gets that one extra busload of supporters out to the polls. And these few votes may well decide the next mayor of Charlotte, because if the past is prologue, Charlotte hasn't voted for a Republican mayor since Pat McCrory a decade ago.
And next on your list also deals with the Democratic race for Charlotte's mayor. What happens with the African-American vote?
Yeah, and this has been a hot topic ever since both Vi Lyles and Joel Ford entered the race. Now, both Democrats are African-American, and both called on the other to drop out of the race in order, they said, to avoid splitting the vote of this key Democratic bloc. Now, to be clear, African Americans overall do vote Democrat, but some also vote Republican. And believing they vote only for other African Americans is simply not true, and it ignores the issues they do vote for. But with both Lyles and Ford not only bringing this out publicly, but also talking openly about how they had been urging the other to drop out because of this possibility, this potential split of the African American vote is something to watch for sure.
Now, number three on your list is a Republican specific. How much does Kenny Smith pull in?
Yeah, and to be clear, this is not about money, but votes. Kenny Smith is the leading Republican candidate for mayor. His two primary rivals, Kimberly Page Barnett and Gary Dunn, are just not that well known. So the big question here is what the Republican turnout will be. Republican political consultant Larry Shaheen is predicting around 2% in the primary. Now, Smith is widely expected to win this race without a runoff, but low turnout still matters.
And why?
Well, because it could indicate that Republican voters simply aren't tuned into this race yet, and more broadly, Marshall, that they may not be engaged in the numbers that Smith needs in order to win come November. It also may hurt the chances of other Republicans running for seats on the Charlotte City Council. Now, we most often think of political coattails when the top of the ticket includes something like president or governor. But political coattails also matter in local races, and Republican voters aren't likely to turn out for, say, a city council race if they're not also engaged in the race for mayor.
Well, speaking of city council, the next point to watch on your list is meet your new council members. Isn't that decided by the November election?
Well, officially, yes, but in reality, no. There are 12 members of the Charlotte City Council, Marshall. There's the mayor, the four members that are elected citywide, and seven members elected from districts in the city. Now, all seven seats, the district seats, it can be argued are politically gerrymandered districts, heavily favoring one party or the other. And three of these seats are so heavily Democratic that no Republican filed to run for that seat. So a quarter of the Charlotte City Council will effectively be elected next Tuesday in the partisan primary. For them, the November election is just a formality.
You profiled one of these races in the latest episode of your podcast, Candidate Me.
I did, the first district to be precise, and this race is mainly between two Democrats. The challenger is Larkin Eggleston. The incumbent is Patsy Kinsey. And the two agree on a lot. I asked them both for their political pitch, and here's what they said. Eggleston speaks first.
For me, that's affordable housing.
I've worked in the area of affordable housing for years.
Transportation.
Our transportation system.
And that's preservation. And preservation to me is not only preservation of historic places, but it's preservation of neighborhoods and preservation of the people in those neighborhoods that have been there for 30, 40, 50 years and helped build them to be what they are now.
The inner city neighborhoods all around the inner city are really important. And I'm very cognizant of the fact that they need continued protection. Because of all the infill housing, everything, all the development, I'm anxious to maintain their character.
But don't be fooled by their similar views. There is a lot of daylight between Kinsey and Eggleston. There are questions about the always thorny issue of constituent services, and there's a vote by Kinsey back in 2015, which led to some neighborhood controversy. It's quite a saga, and if people are interested in the full story, check out the Candidate Me episode called The Fight for Little Charlotte. But another key difference in these two candidates is their age. Incumbent Kinsey is a baby boomer. Challenger Eggleston is a millennial, the fastest growing demographic group in the city.
Which leads us to your final point to watch. What do millennials do, if anything?
And this will be really interesting to watch, Marshall, because right now there is exactly one millennial on the city council, Dimple Ajmera, and she was not elected, but appointed to her seat, though she is now running for an at-large seat on the city council. Again, Charlotte's millennials are a huge group of potential voters, but they're not known for showing up at the polls as much as baby boomers or other age groups. This can change in presidential elections, but what about a form of government that has more of a daily impact on their lives? We'll see if millennials start to flex their political muscle in local races this year.
WFAE's Tom Bullock, thank you.
You're welcome.
And we'll have full coverage of Tuesday's primary results the following day. Here on Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE.